today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح صدى يطوف بين الروح سناه على الحياة يلوح مع القرآن حين أعيش عبير الوجد منه يفوح عبير الوجد منه يفوح By the way, today is Friday, 5th of the month of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 4th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing these moments, let's listen to one ayah from the Holy Quran. For today, we choose Verse 106 from chapter Al-Asra.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa Qur'anan faraqnahu litaqra'ahu 'alan nasi 'ala mukthin wa nazzalnahu tanzila.
And it is a Quran which we have separated by intervals, that you might recite it to the people over a prolonged period, and we have sent it down progressively.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the objections of the pagans related to the fact as to why the Quran has not been revealed as a whole in one part, as the verses of the Holy Quran relate to different events and they are meant to meet the requirements of all classes of the people throughout history, they are revealed in sections so as to correspond to the various events, thus becoming more pleasant for the audience. Would that ever be possible to collect all the events of 23 years in one single day so that the problem raised therein be revealed in the Quran instantly?
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ
يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
قُرْآنِي نَبْضُ حَيَاتِي قُرْآنِي طَهَّرَ ذَاتِي قُرْآنِي عَصْمَةُ أَمْرِي قُرْآنِي طَوْقُ نَجَاتِي قُرْآنِي نَبْضُ حَيَاتِي قُرْآنِي طَهَّرَ ذَاتِي قُرْآنِي عَصْمَةُ أَمْرِي قُرْآنِي طَوْقُ نَجَاتِي
Now Quran in our life. The Quran imparts moral, social, and spiritual values that reflects our Creator's perfection, love, and intervention. These divine values inspire humility and reverence, leading to human freedom, responsibility, and empowerment. The Quran teaches us how to live in peace and harmony with others and safeguards us against the traps of an unrestrained lifestyle. The Quran offers us multiple opportunities to reform ourselves and our lives, teaches us the importance of maintaining family ties, and much more. Embracing the Quranic teachings and reciting its verses are ways to live in a healthy, mindful, and purposeful lifestyle.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was not only talking, he wanted this to, he was dictating it. He wanted somebody to write it down. He says, Wallah, Wallah, I remind you of Allah. I remind you of Allah. Fil Quran. Regarding the Quran, La yasbiqukum bil amal bihi ghayrukum. It shouldn't be that others implement the Quran before you. When it comes to the issue of, you know, Salat al-Rahm, taking care of those who are related to you, you know, maintaining the ties. This has been emphasized in the Quran more than namaz. If you put together the ayat about Salat al-Rahm, maintaining the ties with your relatives, and then also the ayat where Allah condemns those who sever the ties with those who are related to them, you will see that number-wise, those ayat are more than salat. And there is a hadith where somebody asks Amir al-Mu'mineen that, you know, I see sometimes two families, Muslims. One is a very practicing religious family, one is a non-practicing people. But they have been blessed with by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas the practicing family is going through, you know, financial difficulties. And this is where Amir al-Mu'mineen says, look at their attitude with their relatives. Maybe this family which is non-practicing, they are doing silatul rahm. Whereas those who are practicing in rituals are not really, you know, caring about their own relatives. And so Allah blesses them. You know, there are so many hadiths that when you do silatul rahm, you know, even your life will be prolonged, your sustenance would be increased, your du'as would be accepted, and so many things are there. Especially when we talk about, you know, this issue of radd bala, to avoid any problems in our life, silatul rahm is one of the important ways. Even when it comes to sadaqah, the first recipient are those who are related to us. And so this is where we have to realize that when Amir al-Mu'mineen says, Wallah, Wallah, bil Quran, you know, la yasbiqukum bil amal bihi ghayrukum, this is a reality.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your
So today is a blessed day because we are speaking about the Holy Quran. So it's nice to learn a lesson from this holy book. The Holy Quran contains Allah's message to all people. It tells people how to act correctly. It guides us to a correct way of life in this world. The Book of Allah also talks about life after death. It tells us that Allah has prepared paradise for good people and hell for bad people. The Quran encourages the worship of only one God who creates and provides for them. The book forbids people from evil and condemns those who do wrong. It contains the stories of the past prophets and the examples of bad and good people. People are advised in the Quran to be good to others and respect them. It teaches people to live in peace and harmony.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
One tip to improve our understanding of the Holy Quran. For today, picking a good translated version. If you can't understand Arabic or your level of proficiency is not good enough yet, pick a translated version of the Quran in your mother language. The Quran is translated into 114 languages, so you'll definitely find yours. You'll find several translations if you pick English translations. However, the translation by Ali Ghuli Qirai is one of your best options out there. Its English is an easy way to understand Quran meanings. Other fantasy alternatives may not be that easy to understand. So, inshallah, you'll find the lightning words of Allah the Almighty.
You know, the Quran is a book that you and I can read anytime. It doesn't need a special occasion. We could be commuting to work on the subway and we could be reading the Quran. We could be in our car driving to school and we could be reading the Quran. We could be in the park while our children are on the swings and we could be reading and reciting of the Quran. The Quran is not limited to religious occasions or religious centers or religious people. It is for all of humanity, for any place, any time that we find ourselves in. But obviously there are certain times when the Quran has more reward. There are places where the recitation of the Quran has a larger reward, the city of Mecca. There are people who gain more as a reward from the Quran, those who have wisdom and knowledge and discernment and read the Quran with the proper understanding. But let us not just say, well, I don't fall into any of these categories, I'm not going to bother with the Quran. Let us see how the fifth Imam gives us encouragement, all of us really, not just myself, but all of us who are in need of God's mercy and God's rewards. Let's see how the Imam gives us encouragement to take time to read the Quran. He gives us the following tradition. He states, anyone who recites the Quran while standing in his salat, Allah will record 100 good deeds in that person's book for every letter that is recited. And anyone who recites the Quran while sitting in his salat, Allah will record 50 deeds in that person's book for every letter recited. And one who recites it, the Quran, in other than his salat, Allah will record 10 good deeds for every letter that one recites. In this beautiful tradition, the fifth Imam lays it out plain for us. No ambiguity, no confusion. He shows us the importance of reciting the Quran when we're standing in our prayer. And we all have to read the Quran when we stand, at least two surahs of the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, and any other chapter of the Quran with a few exceptions. And so we're all getting a reward when we pray, when we stand and pray and we recite of the Quran. And when we recite the recommended prayers and we recite of the Quran, and maybe we choose a chapter that we don't normally recite, we get a greater reward from Allah. As the Imam says, for every letter, 100 rewards. But he says, if you pray sitting, you recite the Quran in the salat sitting down, maybe, for example, in terms of the night prayer, the Isha, the recommended prayer after the Isha is recited sitting down, or maybe a person is sick, they're ill, he says, even for them, there is a reward, a bit lesser, but nonetheless a reward of 50 rewards, 50 good deeds for every letter recited.
That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي, علي إمامي.
إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي الإمام
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي